Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, we are about to enter into one of the most pressure-filled weeks that I think we will see in 2020. I'm, of course, referring to the reality of the general election that is upcoming here. And this week is going to be filled with a lot of pressures and a lot of hazards. I want to offer some insights from the scriptures that I think can help us survive this week to come. Now, these insights that are here are really helpful all the time, but I think especially in contentious times. And I have a feeling that there's going to be some contentious times in the week to come. So there's three specific places I'd like to go to give you what I think is the survival guide to the week to come so that we can make the best and find our way through. Because if we look to the scriptures for guidance, it can help us tremendously in all times, but especially in these difficult times. The first of which is in Romans chapter 12. Now, what Paul writes there is this. He says, "For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, but not all the members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts given that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness." Now, in the beginning of that segment that Paul wrote to his friends in Rome was that encouragement to not think more highly of yourself than you ought. I think in this time to come, in this week to come, we need to think of ourselves with humility. We need to think of ourselves being here to serve one another so that we can remember what God wants for us. God doesn't want us to have ourselves in a situation where we are dismissing people. God wants us to be in a situation where we are embracing people. And thinking of ourselves with sober judgment can help with that. Now, the other piece that Paul speaks to there is what happens when we don't. When we don't think of ourselves with sober judgment, we dismiss people. We dismiss them as being less than people. And then what happens is if we dismiss them from our lives, then we're missing out on them. And we need each other, especially for those of us that are followers of Jesus. In the midst of what Paul describes there is one of the main metaphors for our understanding what it means to be the church, what it means to be followers of Jesus, and that we are members of one body, each one of us having a function in our role. And what happens if we don't think of ourselves with sober judgment, if we think of ourselves being intrinsically or inherently better than someone else, then we dismiss them and we miss out on them. So in this week to come, I think there's going to be probably some chances where we're going to encounter some ways in which we are going to need to think of ourselves with sober or even-minded judgment so that we don't dismiss the people that matter to us in our lives. So that's the first thing that I think I want to encourage us with at this time, is to think of ourselves with sober judgment. Now, there's another piece, and this is specifically coming from one of Jesus' teachings, where Jesus is talking about being careful not to judge one another. In the aftermath of this political season, it's going to be very easy to judge one another. And so let's hear what Jesus has to say about what judging one another can mean and the dangers that it brings. Jesus says this. He says, "Do not judge so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Well, this is an interesting passage that gets referred to quite a bit in contentious times. And at the baseline, Jesus offers up a very important reminder, is do not judge one another. Because when you do judge one another, you are then held to that same standard that you are judging with. Now, this is a difficult thing for us to remember, and it's going to be hard in the week to come especially. So just truly, literally, try to remember that statement. Do not judge, lest ye be judged. That's the old way of saying it. Now there's another part that Jesus gets after there, and that is this metaphor of the speck in your neighbor's eye and the log in your eye. And I think that this is one of the things that we really can key in on here in our sense of how we might make sense of the week to come. Now, we are going to have lots of opinions. We're going to have lots of thoughts about what's going on. And it's going to be very tempting to point out the speck in our neighbor's eye when it's possible there is going to be a log in our own eyes. Now, specifically, I think Jesus is encouraging us to take a long look at what we need to work on in our lives before we even dare to think about what others might need to work on. And I want to encourage us to really consider following through on that in this week, to think about the ways in which we need God's grace to help us further become the people we need to be before we worry about the ways in which that might apply to other people. Now, it's also possible that in this time, we are going to see actual problems in other people. But also think about that metaphor in terms of being able to properly see what is going on. Metaphorically speaking, if you have something obstructing your vision, like a log in your eye, it means that you're not going to be able to see very clearly. And you're not going to be able to see very clearly enough to then remove a speck in somebody else's eye. Now, this encouragement here also means that we are mutually dependent upon one another to help each other grow. But in a time like this, it might be more wise to focus on our own growth and our own improvement before we focus on the speck in somebody else's eye. I think that could avoid a lot of heartache and a lot of consternation in our lives. So that's the second thing, to focus on ourselves when it comes to improvement and not to focus so much on somebody else in the week to come. And the final place that I'd like to go is Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. And here's what Paul writes. Paul writes this: our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Last but not least, a reminder of where our salvation really comes from. Our salvation does not come from this life. It does not come from this world. But our salvation, the true love of God, comes from Jesus Christ. And when we find ourselves in pressure-filled, contentious situations, it's easy to lose sight of this. And what happens is when we lose sight of this, we substitute in where we think our salvation comes from. Our salvation does not come from a political party. Our salvation does not come from the outcomes of an election. Our salvation comes from Jesus Christ. And we need to cling to that reminder in contentious and pressure-filled times. So these are some teachings that come to us from the scriptures that can guide us. Like a lot of times, these are some of the things that are easier said than done. But I hope that these might help us and be a survival guide of sorts to us in the week to come. So to recap, let's remember not to think of ourselves more highly than we should in the circumstances that we're in. Let's remember to be careful to judge, and rather not than judging one another, let's look to the log in our own eyes before we consider the speck in somebody else's, to work on ourselves before we try to work on somebody else. And then lastly, to remember that our salvation comes from God, comes from Jesus Christ, and that it doesn't come from anything of this life or of this earth. The salvation is a gift from God. It's my hope and prayer that if we can remember these things and for this week to come and in any time to come, that we can survive whatever might come our way in a pressure-filled and difficult time. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.